Blog Talk Radio.
This is G Writing. You're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. Come to you live from Washington, D.C. I'm spending a great time with my family. And so I'm going to play some great music tonight and also talk to my cousins. And we're talking about Thanksgiving, what Thanksgiving means to them. I know what Thanksgiving means to me. I will tell you guys about that later on in the show. But hope you guys are enjoying yourselves wherever you are, eating lots of turkey. I can tell you this, there's a big spread here. We got started first with, let me tell you this, one of my aunts made a succulent turkey. I think it's the second best turkey I've had ever in my entire life. So it was definitely great. You know, everyone else, you know, just my family is crazy. I'm just left. But I have my cousins, I have my mom, my aunt, a couple of my cousins here. So you might hear some laughing. You might hear some belching in me. Okay. You might hear some belching. You might hear some things. But one thing I want to tell you guys, if you'd like to call in, the number here is 646-595-4311. That's 646-595-4311. What are you thankful for? That's what I want to know about today, this Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? I want to get started with, I have a cousin over here, sitting beside me, none other than my cousin, Keisha. And I'm going to ask Keisha what she thinks about Thanksgiving. What else, cousin? What do you think about?
I'm thankful for being alive.
And, let me ask a question. What's
I don't know. Who asked me about my most memorable Thanksgiving? I don't know.
I'm usually not here for Thanksgiving.
In fact, I'm putting this on. I'll put this on speakerphone for a minute. Okay. So you got right here my cousin. There's one of my cousins, Laquita. Then one of my aunt, we got to say Mia, Mia. What do you think about?
And the reason why is because all of the family comes together, even though we do it, it's an ongoing basis for us as a family. We're always coming together at one point or another, but my most memorable
you might want to give people today who might be, I guess, going through something today.
Thank you, Auntie.
Yeah, we're family always. That's what it's about, right? Come through here. Hey, Mom, what does Thanksgiving mean for you?
You should be thankful and grateful for what you have. Because if you allow yourself, you can be home, you could be without a job. With God, all things are possible. And I just love it because I'm here. And I'm living my life as God would have me to live it. And I miss my mom a lot. Because as you heard, my sister, our mom passed last Thanksgiving. So this is a time where we could reflect back to where we were last year and where we are this year. We're still here. We're still rejoicing. We're still thankful and grateful that God has brought us thus far.
Worship the King, worship the Christ, worship the Lord alone. Worship the King, worship the Christ, worship the Lord.
Thank you.
Hope you guys enjoy that. You're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. I'm your host, G. Wright, coming to you live on Thanksgiving. Hope everyone's doing well. I'm sitting here with family. Have one of my cousins, a couple cousins surrounding me. And I just hope you guys are blessed, that you're enjoying your food. I tell you, I've had a good spread. You put the food away already on Pat? You putting the food away already? No. Okay. There's nothing like being home with family. But we're going to come to you in a minute. My cousin, she's thinking about what she wants to talk about. So she getting her thoughts together. Who knows? I might have to have her back on the show as a hostess. But we're going to keep things pumping right now. This is Free by Liz Yancey. If you're free this Thanksgiving, you're having a great time wherever you are, let's dance this song. Is she right? Feel free to call 646-595-4311.
Hold me any longer, 'cause I'm freaking out of season. Life that's trying to keep me under. God said he'll give me life and life abundantly, so I'm giving back my soul, and the truth will make me free. All those times I thought that I was getting over, but those things that soon became my exposure.
I'm free.
G. Wright, and you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. I'm coming to you live from my grandmother's house in Washington, D.C., where we're just having a great time, just sitting back and relaxing. And I have my cousin Thelma right now. I'm going to see if she just say Happy Thanksgiving. We just say Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Oh, I'm Thelma. They call me Turkey, but I'm Thelma. It's my day. My namesake day.
So when you think of Turkey, you would now think about my cousin, Thelma. Now, you know what? I have some beautiful cousins. Yeah, and it's so good to have my cousins around me. And so that's one of my older cousins. I'm not going to tell you her age. You don't need to know all that. Now, I have another cousin. Let's go over there to her right now. You guys, I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves wherever you are. What are you thankful for? I want you to come and tell me. But I guess we'll go to another song. Because I think one of my cousins is playing hooky right now. So we're going to go to another song right now. The number here is 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. We're going to go right now to I Won't Stop by Canton Jones.
Take my song off the radio, and if I gotta push records in the snow, 'cause this music is more than a train, more than houses causing wonderful things. I do this music for the rest of my life. I put that on my baby girl and my wife.
Listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. This is G. Wright, coming to you live from Washington, D.C. I have my cousins around me. I'm trying to get one of my cousins to say something about Thanksgiving. Come here, Ike. Come here, Ike. Let's see if he's going to come over here. Ike, what do you think about Thanksgiving? No, he didn't have any. He's a little shy. We're going to give him a few minutes. Maybe he might come around. We'll say something in a few, in a little bit. I'm getting a little hungry over here. We're going to take this song from J-Maw's title, Jump, Jump. I'm coming back
PDA,
to you.
PDA, I need you to hit me upside the head. I mean, like you never hit me before.
Hard Love Radio Show coming to you live. What's going on? Hope you guys are enjoying yourselves wherever you are. The number here is 646-595-4311. I'm looking for my cousin, my oldest cousin. I'm looking for her. Oh, I found her. I'm just going to find out what does love, what does Thanksgiving mean to her. What's up?
What's up, cousin Pam? I'm not giving you a nickname out for everyone. Can you tell us what does Thanksgiving mean to you?
Okay. What Thanksgiving means to me? Thanksgiving means love, gathering, good food. You know, I've had some wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving and some sad ones also. But just gathering the family that you haven't seen in a while. You know, talking, laughing, just getting to know each other all over again. You know, it's just a happy, happy time. And Greg, my cousin Greg, you know, he's just, you know, we haven't seen him in a long, long time, but he's now, you know, among family and loved ones. It's a very wonderful time to, you know, bond with family and friends. And that's what they feel like to me. Thank you.
For the sweet voices of one of my oldest cousins. And you know what? We'll talk to my Aunt Bob in a minute. I'm waiting for my Aunt Bob to finish eating and drinking. And we'll come back to her in a few minutes, Aunt Bob. But hope you guys enjoy yourself so far. We have a good time. Now we're actually in the kitchen with my mom and one of my aunts. They are putting food away. Everyone is eating a lot. Everyone is stuffed. Ladies, you have outdone yourselves as normal, as usual. Oh, no, she didn't. I almost forgot. My aunt Pam was supposed to make apple cobbler today.
She did make some.
Oh, what? You know what, guys? I'm going to go to this song and eat some of this apple cobbler. We're going to take a break and play this song for you guys. And we're going to come back after this break. I have to eat me some of this apple cobbler. This is Jesus Is You by Louis Rivera.
Jesus, you're the one. Never would have made it. I'm so dedicated to you. So many times you have proven to me that you are a God of grace and mercy. I could truly say that there is
no one like you.
You've been right there by my side.
What was wrong, you made it right.
Savior, I owe you my life. One that I worship.
worship him. Somebody, anybody, no, we told him, worship him.
I'm not gonna be afraid no more. Fear don't live here no more. Not gonna be afraid no more. Pain just walked out that door. That spirit ain't here with me. God didn't put that in me. But the spirit of power and love and a sound mind, sound mind. Waking up every day thinking what I'm gonna pay with the money I made. Thinking what I'm gonna say when the wife asks me where the money we save. Using loot from the gas bill to pay the rent. More loot from the light bill.
This is Simone Malone, your radio feel-good man of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. You're listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright. That's right, the Heart of Love Radio Show. You stay right there and enjoy G. Wright.
Hello, you listen to the I Love Radio Show. And I think we're all four right here. I have my cousin Keisha walking around. She looks like she's Hey, listen, stuff over here. I think my cousin McQueen wants to say something else. McQueen, would you like to say something? Say something. Nothing right now? Okay. Well, she's not saying anything right now. But we're going to keep on going. We're going to come back in a minute. How you feeling over there, Aunt Pat? Aunt Pat, she's helping clean up. We're going to go right now to a song that I hope you guys like. This song right now is called Brainwash. It's by Nicole C. Mullen. You're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. Guys, listen to Heart Love Radio Show. I have one of my other aunts calling into the show. How you doing, Aunt May?
Hey, I'm doing good.
You are live on the Heart Love Radio Show again. Can you believe it? Aunt May, can you hear me?
Yes.
Sorry, I think we're on this. You are live again. I'm going to have to get you to host a show with me one day soon.
Oh, okay. Okay, I think I can do that.
How are you doing today, Aunt May?
I am doing absolutely wonderful because this is another fantastic day that God has allowed me to have and to be in the presence of the living, and so that's good for me.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Glad you're
in
Atlanta living, too.
Yeah. Greg, you can't help but be happy when you wake up and find yourself in an upright position, automatically, that's a good day.
Yeah, man, I'm so glad to have you on the show, sending some love out to everyone who's listening right now.
Okay.
Do you have any words of encouragement? I think you've already given some words of encouragement. Do you have anything else you might want to share with everyone?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I do. Regardless to what's going on in the world today, and there's so much bad news all over from every direction. But what we've got to remember is amidst this bad news, there's good news. And the good news is that love conquers all things. So even if we're down to our last penny and we can't see our way out, just remember we've got someone to call on that will help us through it. Every single time. And every situation we find ourselves in, remember, it is only temporary because nothing remains the same.
Thank you so much, Aunt May.
You're welcome, darling.
I love you. I'm going to call you after the show, right?
Okay, Gregory, that's good. And keep on doing a good job, son. I'm real proud of you.
Thanks, Aunt May. Love you. We miss you.
Okay. And love you, too.
Give Uncle Lou my best.
I will.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I appreciate you guys listening to the Heart and Love Radio Show with your host, G. Wright. I'm just waiting for one more aunt to come down the steps. And
I appreciate you guys. Whatever you guys have been eating, whatever it is that you've been doing today, hope you have enjoyed yourself. Hope you are thankful for being alive. You know, you have a reason to rejoice. You know, Phil, please make a show a favorite of yours. You know, we're just having fun. You might hear them hitting off the hips. You know, so we hear different things going on. You know how family does. Family comes together. But, you know, I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves wherever you are, that you're enjoying life, and that you are spreading love wherever you are. I'm going to play a song from my CD. The song is titled "His Love Never Ends." Feel free to check me out on iTunes. Also, you can check me out on Facebook at facebook.com/drightonline. This is "His Love Never Ends," and I appreciate you guys for tuning in to Heart Love Radio Show.
On the outside looking in, feel like you've lost your truest friend. There you come, when you left him in the door. Now you know you need him in your life more. Keep on praying, keep on hoping.
Guys, I've enjoy yourselves. I have my oldest aunt, full of wisdom. She's going to share some lovings to you guys on Thanksgiving. Hold on for a second. This is my aunt Bob.
Hello, my name is Barbara Brady. This is what Thanksgiving means to me. When I woke up this morning, I was blessed because I lived to see another Thanksgiving. So I was blessed with my health and my strength. And I was blessed to be around my family and members. And we had such a great time. So I just thank God that I'm still here. And I hope everyone all over the world had a blessed and a wonderful holiday. Again, I thank you. Bye.
Appreciate that. And that's my old aunt, full of wisdom. Just love her to death. And you guys, wherever you are, be thankful for the family that you have. If you don't have family, be thankful for your friends or loved ones who are in your life. We'll get things rolling. We have about 6 more minutes to go. I thank you for making the Heart Love Radio Show a favorite of yours, and thank you for spreading the word about my radio show. Hope, would you like to say something, Scott? Would you like to say something? Would you like to say Happy Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Hold on, this is my cousin, Nicholas.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Tell me your name.
My name is Nicholas.
Thank you, Nicholas. Now, how old are you, Nicholas?
10.
He's 10. Now, I'm about 10. I'm not going to even go back there. Now, I have another cousin. She's not coming around just yet.
So we're not sure what's going to happen over there. But you know what, guys? You guys listen to the Hard Love Radio Show. We're gonna play a song for you guys, and I hope you guys like the song. This song is entitled "Let It Be." This is by BB and CC One. Guys, have been enjoying yourselves. This is G Wright, and you listen to Hard Love Radio Show. We have 1 minute left. I just want to say God bless you guys. Have a happy, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy yourselves. I'm going to end things today with Park Avenue by Jody Mayfield, and feel free to tune in next Tuesday and Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless, and share some love with this Thanksgiving. Thank you for being part of it.